RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Mike Tomlin trying to make sure that Sunday is not Aaron Rodgers' last game. Just the way he answered that made me feel like Tomlin thinks Aaron is probably going to retire at the end of the year. We'll see if Rodgers answers anything about that with reporters tomorrow. My guess is he doesn't. I don't think he's the type of guy that wants to let the cat out of the bag. I don't think he wants days before the last game with playoff. Well, I don't know.
He'll want to do it on his terms.
Yeah.
And in any kind of interview setting like that,
yeah,
it wouldn't be
right
on his terms.
You're right about that. Trying to think of how Aaron Rodgers would he announce after the season ends that he's retiring? Would he want? Well, he pretty much said on McAfee Show that this was going to be his last year.
He left the door ajar, but I don't think he's been so
really
uniformly good or great that you would suddenly say he's going to have a change of heart. I think, like, getting beat up like this, losing a game. Like, he honestly probably feels like losing to a guy like Shedeur Sanders and knowing he didn't play well because he even said he didn't play well. I bet you for a guy like that, he goes, if that's starting to creep in, it's time. Like, I might be able to string one or two together here and actually win a playoff game, but if I'm losing 13-6 to a guy who has no real business starting in the NFL, I think I've had enough.
Rodgers potentially done after this game. The Mike Tomlin stuff from Schefter saying it's within the range of outcomes that Mike leaves on his own accord after this game and either coaches somewhere else or gets into TV. I mean, what job would attract Mike? You know, what opportunity out there would he look? I mean, you could say if John Harbaugh got fired, he could look at the Ravens, but the Steelers wouldn't let him leave to coach the Ravens. They wouldn't let him leave to coach the Bengals. Like the mutual, where's like the place where they can mutually part and it's not acrimonious?
Well,
I know I'm putting the cart way before the horse here, but just.
So like what team or could he go to where the Steelers wouldn't be mad? Wouldn't be the Raiders because of the historic stuff and he wouldn't want to work for Mark Davis.
No, he wouldn't want to go there.
Even with like a first overall pick quarterback, he wouldn't.
No.
Giants?
I still think that's tough.
What if they were to say, we don't think Jackson Dart's the guy, Dante Moore comes out in the draft, we pick him?
I don't think Mike would leave this situation on his own accord for a question mark quarterback and a question mark organization. I think it'd have to be slam dunks.
How about this place, the place where all Steelers players go for retirement, Arizona?
Yeah, because he wants to go work with Kyler.
Nah, they say, hey, we're going to trade this guy, we're going to let you start fresh, it's in the desert, a lot
of sunshine.
Still,
though, I don't think that's a... I think the only thing that would attract him to another job if he wasn't getting fired here and he had to pick from a limited field.
Washington?
I still don't think so.
Like, well, broadly speaking, from the DMV broadly.
Maybe because it's a new owner there now and the quarterback's there. I think the only way he'd leave is if he said, yeah, I've got way less job security with this team, but I actually think I can win a Super Bowl in the next 3 years.
I have a quarterback. I have some pieces. Now, Washington still needs some work, and Daniels
probably
needs to...
But you can't say that about the Giants. You can't look at what Jackson Dart has done in the team writ think I can go there and win a Super Bowl by 2030.
I don't think Jackson Dart's going to be like their quarterback necessarily next year. I think they have a real chance if Dante Moore's in this draft to take him
and trade him.
I think you can look at Daniels, even though...
Could you imagine that, by the way? Just a quick aside. Could you imagine if they drafted Moore and they traded Dart for peanuts, or they were about to, the string of shows Starkey would do? leading up to
that. Well, I think Joe's a pretty sharp operator.
Honestly, they should trade a third-round pick for him right now.
Don't you think Joe has observed...
Jack Ham loved Jackson Dart.
Don't you think Joe has observed Jackson Dart taking more blows to the head than a heavyweight boxer, and he's probably softened his stance on him a little bit?
I don't know.
I think Jackson Dart
is... It took me a while to soften my stance on Kenny.
I don't think he's very long for NFL starting quarterback status. I think Washington's the only one. We're playing this game. We're just drawing it out here.
I don't think Dan Quinn's getting fired, though, a year after they went to the NFC Championship game.
So it would be he has a lame duck year, sets a record for wins with the Steelers, and then if Quinn doesn't deliver the goods next year, and like say they go 8-9 or something, Daniels is healthy, but they're not good, they say we need a culture change.
But then if that happens, are you still convinced that Jaden Daniels is a quarterback you can win a Super Bowl
with? I think their roster has enough holes elsewhere where you could say they still need work, and they were way ahead of schedule when he was a rookie. Because don't you think they kind of were? I mean, that rookie year feels like it was a bit of a mirage.
What if, I'm trying to think here.
The only reason I bring up Washington, too, besides Daniels, is he's from like the Tidewater area of Virginia. That is not that far from D.C. It is the closest thing he has to a home team.
Yeah, and the owner's not a nincompoop anymore.
No, the owner's just like a regular guy, it seems like. They're going to have a new stadium there. They're not going to be in that mausoleum anymore. That's the only one.
Do you think he takes?
Which would, by the way, the irony of that would be you trying to get him on that Washington team playing a couple years ago, and it finally comes to pass.
Do you think he'd take the Tampa job?
Nope.
If Bowles got
does
fired,
does he have a relationship with Bowles like pre-existing? Like where he has? Like I know he's no, really good
Bowles,
friends with Raheem
well,
Morris.
Well, Bowles is from the Arians tree, but no, Todd Bowles never coached in Pittsburgh.
Would he want to coach the Falcons if they can?
No, because they don't have a quarterback.
He wouldn't think Penix is the guy.
Why would he?
18 knee injuries. Good point.
I don't think he would look at Baker as a Super Bowl winning quarterback. He had a chance to bring him here and he didn't. He picked Mitch Trubisky instead. I don't think he does.
Where the hell else would he even want to go? Like people throw out, you know what people they do? Like, although this guy's not going anywhere, it looks like. People throw up places like, maybe he'd want to go to Miami
All
and
right.
change the culture
I actually
there.
Think I found it. You ready?
Oh boy. Here we go.
Let's say Bills lose in the first round. And they're just like, we've done this enough times with Sean McDermott. We're over it.
Okay.
Would he leave for the Bills job? I think he would.
And you know what that would be for Bills fans? My favorite meme. Old guy on Christmas wearing a red plaid shirt holds up the exact same shirt. Buffalo, welcome your
Meet
new
the
coach.
New boss, same,
same
as the old
as
boss.
Same as the old boss.
Yeah, I think that's the one. I don't think the Bills, by the way, just, I don't think that they'd fire McDermott even if they lost in the first round. But that would be the one for me. And I wonder then, like, would the Steelers grant Tomlin
permission
to leave? They'd have to get compensation.
I was going
to
say the compensation would have to be good. You know what? Just another humor me situation here. He ended up in a place like that where we don't really hear that, like, the Pegula family, you know, they spend money. They've got a ton of it, right?
Yep.
They're independently rich outside of football. I would love to know how Mike would handle, like, assembling a coaching staff, because I think, like, the whole thing about he surrounds himself with older guys that he feels like he can kind of boss around and he's the alpha dog and everyone kind of just reports to him. Like, Arthur Smith even, like, has deference for him, obviously, mm-hmm. given his history. I do wonder how that would happen or how that would go where he wouldn't presumably have kind of the budget that Art puts on him. Because I do think that's a little part of it, but how much of it would be remain to be seen. Like, would he actually try to hire a really good offensive coordinator? Would he go to somebody and say, hey, I'm new here.
Yeah.
But you're a hot name on the street. I want to bring you in.
The budget thing is negated by me with the lack of young, like, enterprising, up-and-coming people they've hired.
Especially in the offensive side.
You know? If you can afford to hire Arthur Smith, who's a former NFL head coach, you can afford to hire some hot shot who's in his early to mid-30s.
I guess Arthur Smith
looked at as the next best.
I shouldn't say Arthur Smith is, like, not a young coach. He's in his 40s, which is still young in coaching terms, but okay. He also just looks like he's 60.
No, but to me, it's
and
not.
And he's also been a head coach
That's what
before.
I was just
going
to
yeah.
say. It's not no, about that. No. He's already failed at something, and he's come back to the job he had before.
And the guy,
I'm saying a guy that's absolutely yeah. on the ascent of their career and not moving in the other direction.
I mean, who was the guy we all wanted was what, Zach Robinson?
Yeah, that didn't work.
That did not work. Who, and then wasn't it what, on either side of the ball, people cited like, oh, he has Aaron Curry on his coaching staff, and that guy's on the rise as a late 30s defensive guy. Guess where Aaron Curry is? Not with the Steelers anymore.
No, he's with the Jets. Mm-hmm. Here is Dale on the fan. Hello, Dale.
Hello, fellas. First and foremost, healthy, happy new year to you.
You too.
Thank you, Dale.
Thank you so much. I'm inside my house in Crafton, by the way. I'm like Scott. I don't need a CIA voice cover-up.
Thank you.
So I believe the Steelers are 1-5 versus playoff teams this year.
That's right.
If they look, and if they lose to the Ravens, obviously 1-6.
2-6 because they'll have beaten them, but yeah, still not good because they'll have beat them and lost to them. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah, that's right. And then as far as getting rid of Tomlin, unfortunately, like you said, people from outside looking in think we're crazy, but it's the same as looking in on a relationship or a marriage. You think it's perfect from the outside, but what goes on behind closed doors, next thing you know, they're going through an ugly divorce.
And yeah, it's different. I like that analogy. We live right next door to them. You know, these other people, they see him once or twice a year. And they say, oh, my God, this is a perfect thing. Why would you ever want to mess with that? Listen to the way he talks. Look at what he says about his team. Look at these sound bites and everything else. Yeah, I agree with you.
And then it's a relationship that should have ended, like, say, 2 years ago, I would say. And it's going to get ugly if they get done.
But neither side is willing, Dale. Neither side's willing. And at any point has been willing to just make the uncomfortable decision to say, I think it's best if we don't see each other anymore. They just, neither side can do that.
It's going to get very uncomfortable when the fire of Tomlin chants come out if they get down and carry over to the draft. You got 60,000 people saying it. During the draft, if things go the way we think it's going to go, or possibly go, you're going to have several hundred thousand Yinzers downtown with signs.
The only thing I'm going to say about the draft is, and this isn't like meant to be a refutation of the idea that that would happen. The draft attracts fans of all teams.
I agree with you on this.
There would be Steelers fans there, but it would be a very mixed crowd that in balance would probably be more pro-Tomlin because they're fans of other teams like the Jets, the Browns, etc. I don't think there would be this insane over-the-top fire Tomlin stuff.
Yeah, because the people that make up the crowd at the draft are not all Steelers fans.
Even predominantly. It's a lot of
32 teams are represented.
Why does Art Rooney want the draft, or why did he want it so bad? Because people from all over come to Pittsburgh for it.
I'm thinking back on what he said about how the game is going to sound and what it's going to look like Sunday. He said, I think this has a chance to get very, very ugly. It ultimately didn't get ugly against the Dolphins because they had won the week before in Baltimore, and the game kind of got off to a slow start. You know, teams really weren't doing much either side of the ball before that last drive right at the end of the first half by the Steelers. But, you know, they had a little bit of a grace period because they had just gone in and upset Baltimore and beat Lamar Jackson on the road. This team's coming off a loss to Cleveland, and their fans rightfully think that this game should be treated like a bye week and not an AFC North championship game.
Mm-hmm.
So if they get down early and it's clunky offensively and Rodgers is struggling and making his faces and everything else,
it's like an oven being preheated. They are pre-restless already. Like the temperature has already automatically risen in there.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
And that is going to be, I think, cause for a lot of...
Here's another thing.
You want to talk about fans getting after each other? It's a playoff atmosphere, and there's going to be Steelers fans there making it uncomfortable and getting on the home team and basically taking home field advantage
and throwing
away
it
from
garbage.
The Steelers. That's not going to sit well with a lot of Steelers fans who go to that game. And it's going to, I think, get ugly fan-on-fan crime screaming at each other like, why are you saying this right now? We're trying to make the playoffs.
Here's another thought. You know what they're probably not going to do, guaranteed, even if they win the game? Come out firing early and have 14 points on the board because they've gone how many years? How many?
65 games.
So they're not
more than 7 points.
So guess who's a pretty safe bet to not silence any disgruntled fans by coming out and waltzing right down the field for two touchdowns? The team that literally has a record length streak, of not doing that.
Here is the other queen of the PM team, Candy in Monroeville. Candy, we just got your card today. Thank you so much for the thoughtful words.
Oh, you're more than welcome, guys. And I mean it sincerely. And forgive me, I just put a potato chip in my mouth.
That's great.
Now, what's Candy's? What's your favorite potato chip brand? What do you like? Are you plain, salt and vinegar, Ridges, Ruffles? What do we like here?
Plain old Ruffles.
Great choice.
But I'm going to... You say about, do you hope, think Tomlin's going to be gone? I'm going to quote my mother. Hope springs eternal in the minds of fools. And I'm many things, but I'm not a fool. And I do not expect him to be going anywhere. I think even if he has a losing record one of these years, they're going to say, well, this is an aberration. And he'll be better, but I'm going to be really honest with you guys.
Yeah.
I can hardly stand to listen to Tomlin talk anymore.
It's the same old, old, Candy. He uses the same phrases.
Candy, you're the opposite for us. Whenever you call in, we get excited. We get a big grin on our face whenever we
You're one of the two queens of the PM team. That's rarefied air.
Hey, and I appreciate it, guys. I really do. But I just don't know what to... I do know what I think. I think that as long as Tomlin's there, and as long as Art Rooney's in charge, much as I love the Rooneys, I think we just better get you... We should be used to it after 9 years. but you don't even see a glimmer. I mean...
I agree with that point, Candy, actually. You said it in such plain terms that I don't think people have necessarily made that point. There really has never been a time where it felt like it was in true doubt.
What do you mean?
Like a glimmer of the idea that there's going to be a change here. I don't think there's ever really... Like we've speculated and hypothesized on it on the air. Oh, maybe this is finally the straw that breaks Mike Tomlin's back here and they just get sick of it. In fact, I remember like very... puffing my chest out. I think we just watched Mike Tomlin's last game. And then, like, a week later, I felt like the biggest moron. I'm not going to swear when Candy was just on. The biggest moron in the township here because it seemed like such a farce to have suggested that.
But they've added more logs to the fire since then, Chris. We're working on year nine.
I know, but
lose.
What Candy, I think you're saying is, to this point, we have not seen it get close. And you are right. It has not been close in the minds of the people, the person who makes this decision, Art Rooney, to actually let him go.
Candy, you have a happy new year.
Yes, you guys have a happy new year and all the rest of your fans as well.
Thank you, Candy.
Thank you, Candy. She sent us a card today. It was awesome.
I just wonder if you asked, I mean, Art last year actually said he's a tremendous motivator when he was asked what made Mike a great coach. He said that, not a listener. Those were his words. If they do miss the playoffs again, like what would he say to defend Mike against his critics as a great coach? Would he just go to the old, he's never had a losing season?
Well, honestly, that's all that would be left, because the Rodgers thing would immediately get refuted by Art. He's the one who demanded to bring him in. Oh, he was trying it out with a guy who is going to retire now. Well, yeah, he's the guy who brought him here.
He wanted him.
The quarterback himself said, I am here because of him. No, I think he would, at this point, all he'd have left as the owner would be, yeah, he won more games than he lost. What are you going to do?
Would he play that everybody's allowed to have a bad year card?
But how would he even call it a bad year when winning more than you lose, by his definition, could never be a bad year?
Tonight.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.